how they said the same sun that hardens the clay will melt the butter. And I get scared sometimes for people that their heart, you see their heart hardened against the things of God, and they're not easily moved. And I've always tried to keep my heart tender. I've noticed my girls, as far as I can tell, have got tender hearts. And I think sometimes probably a tender heart can hurt you, because the heart always goes before you. And but as far as towards God, I want to keep my heart tender. There's one thing about it. Seemed like ever since I've got saved, I've always been moved by the altar call, especially here in this church, especially. It's even been made comment to us when we was in, down at the church in Kentucky. Brother Grooms told us, he said, seemed like Sister Collins always picks the, and those that sing always picks the right songs for the message. That's a ministry in itself. But just those songs will reach out and cause you to just to, you want to feel after God and just open your heart up before God. I've always tried to keep my heart tender before God, and I've always been moved by the altar calls. The other night when Brother Collins was preaching up here, I couldn't wait till he gave the altar call because my heart was being broke, and I just had to find me a place to pray. And there was other people praying in the altar, and I wanted to go pray with them, but I thought, I need to take care. When I go to the altar, we've got so many things to pray about. I've realized this one thing. I'm going for Mike when I go to the altar, and I'm laying myself on the altar. So I pray for Mike first, and I lay everything, and I open that heart up as most as I can and let God just walk. I tell him, I say, God, take that light from heaven and search in every crack and every crevice. I want my heart open before you, Lord, and I want to be tender. When I feel you, your spirit move me and cause me to want to go to the altar, then I give my whole heart to the Lord, and I'm honest before God, and I pour out my spirit before God and open up to him, and I say, Lord, just teach me and tell me what I need to do. And I get myself out of the way first before I try to pray to anybody else. If you ever see me up here and I'll turn around and go back to a pew somewhere, it's because I ain't feeling God the way I need to feel God when I'm praying for you. And I'll go away and break away somewhere. That's probably a fault of mine, but I'll break away somewhere for just a few minutes. I've done it Sunday night until I feel that direct touch from God. And I come back in here, not that I've got anything hidden, but I just want the power of God. I want the anointing. And my heart's tender before him. And I'll say, God, there's people here. And I must take control of the situation and become a mediator as I begin to pray for them. And I ask you, Lord, as they're searching for words to pray, I want to direct them to get their mind and their heart open before you like my heart's open before you. Tony come down here to pray the other night or the other day. And I asked Brother Gary, I said, has he prayed before? And he talked to me a little bit, told me that he had. He said, I just don't think he really understands. And I got in Tony's ear, and I said, Tony, you want to pray? He said, I want to pray. I just don't know how to pray. I said, you know how to talk to a friend? Then you know how to pray. You know how to talk to your mom and dad? Then you know how to pray. That's the thing about it. There was a man one time up north in a church, and I won't give the name, but one of my preaching friends was there, and this guy got down to pray. He wanted everybody to hear what he had to say, because he was using the longest words he knew how to use. And he was putting them together. And it was a beautiful prayer. But my preacher friend reached over to him and said, hey, I said, quit praying like that and pray like yourself. And said, then you'll get somewhere. That guy shut up. He was hitting those around him because he wasn't pouring out his heart. I found this. When I really get in touch with God, praying for myself or praying for somebody else, I'll begin to start groaning and moaning because I'll take on the burden that they're feeling. And I found this. When with all my heart, I'm trying to do what the Lord wants me to do. And I begin to take part of their burden and start praying with them and groaning in the Spirit with them. When they get the blessing, when they start shouting, then I get a touch myself. Just like the other night, Teresa was a shouting. Ronnie Imhoff was a shouting. Rosemary was a shouting. I don't know who else was shouting, but I tell you this, before it was over, I was shouting because I was praying with them. And I had my heart open before God. And I felt God begin to touch their hearts, and when he began to bless and move in their situation, I was right on the end of it, and I got my blessing myself. I appreciate it. There was a man, let's back up in verse 17. Let me read this to you. Chapter that you henceforth said this, I say unto you, therefore, in verse 4 of Ephesians, same chapter, same book. And testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Yeah. I've got trouble with that. I've got trouble. I know. I know that he was preaching the other night, and that's one of my faults. And I know we've got to go by faith. And there's times I don't even feel the devil say you're not saved. And we still are saved because we got the Word to back it up. And I've got to go to the Word myself they told me in the Sunday school class, I just remind God of His Word once again and take the Word and stand on the Word. We've got to go by faith. But don't you like it when you can feel it? I mean, don't you like it when your heart's poured out before Him and you just open up everything and ain't one thing hid between you and your Maker, and you just feel that divine love come into your heart and come over your soul, and you know it's something this Word will never be able to substitute. It only comes from heaven alone. But those that are always in the mind and always they have the vanity of their mind, I wonder about them. And it says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. There it comes back to the heart again. Who being past feeling, oh glory to God, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Oh, greediness. Verse 24 says, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Verse 27, neither give place to the devil. Verse 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. And said this 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Back to verse 31. I'm going to get back into where I started preaching. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking but put away from you with all malice. There's a lot of people that they've got it all lined out and they think they've got it all figured out. But their heart's so hardened that they can't come like a simple sinner and repent once again. Those people are the hardest to reach. I preached in this revival, and we gave our all in that revival. And I knew that Brother Asher was coming, and I was praying he would come soon too. I was looking forward to it. But it was my opportunity to preach. And I had a strange happening come to me. I'm not much. I love my girls, and I love children, but I've never been one when we was growing up. You know how some kids, when the older kids, they'll just go to little kids. And I mean, they always work with them. I remember Ken Maloney, he was the youngest of seven kids, and all his nieces and nephews would come around. And Ken was the uncle to him, but he would mother and father them. I mean, he would correct them when they needed correcting, and he would give them gifts and stuff. And I watched the way he was around kids. And I used to think, man, I wish kids really took to me, but they never did. I kind of always scared kids. My wife says I am kind of harsh sometimes, the words I say. But something funny happened. My heart, back to that tender heart, my heart poured toward these young people that started responding to the gospel. And I thought, Lord, I was trying to reach those like my dad and others that I felt like had needed the touch of God and needed to make their things right and open their heart up before you. But while I was reaching out to those over top, those little ones, my heart realized, and God had to not take through my eyes because my eyes was missing it, but through my heart, Norma, I started realizing God was reaching them young people. And my heart just broke for them, and my burdens became where I just wanted to pray and see God for their souls and for their life that lay ahead of them. And this prayer that I had was, God, keep their heart always tender before you. I don't care who sings the song. I don't care who preaches the message. But I want to feel something connect from heaven with the service, whatever's going on, to where it'll reach out and touch my heart and reach from my heart and also touch into your heart. Because we're going to have to be reached. We're going to have to touch the Lord. And it comes by Spirit. I know people get saved and never shed a tear. I know that. I know that. But I have a problem with people that never cry in the altar. There was a young person who came to pray at that little church we was at. Young man. And he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. And I said, God, I don't know what it is, but let me see the seriousness of his heart. Let me see that he's sincere. I said, God, break him. Let me see the tears. And it wasn't just my prayers, but I'll thank God that I opened my eyes and began to pray once more with that young man. And I've been seeing tears begin to drop down into the lens of that glass, those glasses that he had his face down in the altar. I seen the tears start puddling up in that glass. And I threw my hands back. I thought, God, I thank you. Because you're doing things that this mind don't understand. We don't comprehend how God takes a black heart, replaces it with a new heart. We understand all the spiritual things. God don't ask us to understand everything. This one thing, He just wants us to be honest before Him.